He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Hi there, friends, I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. Glad you could come this way up a trail again today. So how about having a seat beside me here on the log under the old pine tree? Mighty pretty out here in the forest, isn't it? That's because we've kept fires from running wild around here. You know, we thought you might enjoy taking time out again today for a few moments of song and storytelling. Of course, when I say we, I'm including those fellas just across the trail there, the Sons of the Pioneers. They've been waiting for you to come up the trail, too. And now that you're here, and let's start off this little outdoor get-together of ours, so just relax and let's hear some mighty fine singing, huh?
Hold him down, burn his hide. There's extra pay for every day, so hold that critter down, burn his hide. Hold him down.
It's roundup time and the weather's fine and the strays must all be branded. The irons fry and the cogies cry, but the old man has commanded. So all day long I sing this song, hold that critter down.
Hold him down, burn his hide. There's extra pay for every day, so hold that critter down, burn his hide, hold him down.
I'll head for town when the boss comes round with the back pay that he owes me. Get drunk as sin with my old pal Jim and land where the bouncer throws me. Then bet him 10 he can't do it again, so hold that critter down.
Hold him down, burn his hide. There's extra pay for every day, so hold that critter down, burn his hide, hold him down.
I'll be back next day with 10 minutes pay left from the check that I drew. The boss says, son, you're a son of a gun, but I wish that I was like you. So I'll burn hair for next month's tear and hold that critter down.
Hold him down, burn his hide. There's extra pay for every day, so hold that critter down, burn his hide, hold him down.
Hold that critter down. The boys rolled that song just about as fast as a fire runs wild through the forests or woods. Now, there's one critter we all ought to lend a hand and hold it down. Wildfire. Someone once said, to stage a forest fire, you need only a few things. A forest, the right atmospheric conditions, and a spark, either from a lightning bolt or a match in the hands of a fool or a knave. The formula is simple. The wonder is that we do not have more and bigger fires. Well, sir, when you consider we still have in the neighborhood of 190,000 forest and wood fires in this country every year, I think you'll agree that's too many. And whether they're big or small, the damage they do to our timber resources, well, sir, it's a crying shame. Because when trees burn, it's not only lumber that goes up in smoke, it's part of the very strength and security of our nation. When these trees burn, it's the same as burning up money and jobs and the very foundation of homes and communities. I want to tell you some more about this, but I see the Sons of the Pioneers have their hearts set on the beauty of Oklahoma, the state of rolling plains and heavily wooded mountains. Go ahead, boys.
Everlasting hills of Oklahoma, they hold a million treasures to be found. Golden grain on hills of green, wave to valleys cool and clean. Too bad some folks have never seen the everlasting hills of Oklahoma.
The everlasting tales of Oklahoma are told in clouded statues in the sky.
pioneers who long have gone, their wagon wheels still rumble on when thunder peals and falls upon the everlasting hills of Oklahoma. The everlasting fame of Oklahoma will live in names of men she claims her own. Some were right and some were wrong in history's pages, prose and song. Oh, hail them now, for they all belong to the everlasting hills of Oklahoma.
Well, sir, I'm sure the folks in Oklahoma are mighty proud of that tune. You know, friends, it really doesn't matter who you are or where you live. When trees burn, it affects you in one way or another. Supposing you're a farmer in Kansas, or a railroad worker in Seattle, or a housewife in Brooklyn. What does a forest fire burning, say, in Oregon or Mississippi have to do with you? The answer, my friend, is plenty. Just think about your own home. You're mighty proud of it, I know. And you spend a lot of money to make it attractive and livable. Well, what's helped to make it so? Wood in all its forms. Wood from the very forests, perhaps, that are blazing in Oregon or Mississippi. Oh, we're all in this, all right. Every one of us. Whoever we are, wherever we live. Whether it's in Colorado or Michigan or in Virginia. In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the Lonesome Pine, in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwined, where she carved a name and I carved mine, old June. Like the mountains, I'm blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you. In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the Lonesome Pine, oh June, like the mountains I'm blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you. In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the Lonesome Pine. You know, talking about pine trees in Virginia, all through the South and pretty much everywhere the trees grow, do you know what suffers most when the forest or woods burn? It's the little trees, just getting started in life. Next time you're out in the woods, search out those little fellas. Seedlings, we call them. You'll find them hidden in the grass if you look real close. Now, those are the little trees that will grow into our future supply of timber, if they're just given the chance. You see, it doesn't take a big fire to kill those little trees. The ground fires of the east and south, usually not very dramatic fires, do terrible damage to the seedlings. Why, it picks them off as clean as you do a platter of tender southern fried chicken. But seriously, friends, forest and woods fires, no matter how big or how small they are, give our timber resources an awful beat. We've just got to keep them from getting started. Don't you agree, Lloyd?
We've seen those things, Billy, close up. We've had a full dose of fighting forest fires, the boys and myself. And if we never have to fight another one, it'll be too soon. You know, if folks could just realize the sweat and back-breaking work and heartbreak, too, that goes with forest firefighting, I'm sure they'd be careful with fire every time they use it outdoors. If they had to walk through a burned forest and see for themselves the awful damage that wildfire does, Well, oh, let's sing a song, boys.
I love, and I'm riding home.
See that lonesome cowboy down that lonesome trail. My shadow's trailing between his lonesome sway. Well, he's riding
down, doggies, rest a while. I'll be back tomorrow morn and take you down to where the water's cool. But now I'm riding home.
See that
riding home. And coming our way up the trail is Smokey Bear, big as life, with a special message for us.
Hello there, folks. Here's something to think about. Somewhere in this country, day in and day out, a forest or woodland is on fire. That's right. There's an average of 500 forest fires every day in the United States. In a year's time, these fires destroy enough saw timber trees to build 86,000 five-room houses, enough pulp-sized trees each year to supply newsprint to every newspaper in the country for 12 months, and millions of little trees, tomorrow's timber, go up in flames at the same time. So, please be careful. Remember, only you can prevent forest and woods fires. Well, I'll be seeing you.
And there he goes down the trail.
Thank you, Smokey.
Friends, you know it's your own state forestry department, along with the United States Forest Service and this station you're listening to, that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Until we say hi to each other again, please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent forest and woods fires. Well, so long for now from Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and the Sons of the Pioneers.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, howling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, growling and a-growling and sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, growling and the growling and the sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and the growling and the sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name.